Klaus Schwab gets it.
What we have seen in the elections, in the United States, in the Brexit vote, this anger of people against globalization and against the elites. If you look what's happening in the United States, particularly, you have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system.
What we are staring at right now is the slow motion blueprint of what amounts to an American coup or an American color revolution. And it's carried out, Alex, not with rifles and troops and tanks, but with regulations and encrypted chats. And it sounds rather sci-fi and innocuous, but this is exactly what's being done. It's quiet, it's polite, it's office casual, kind of a dressed down Friday version of this. And the kind that walks in, you know, with a badge and calls itself public service. The script is not secret. It's not coded. It's written in English for anyone who has the courage to pay attention and to read it. When federal workers take federal salaries that we pay them to abide, and they move official communications onto private encrypted apps, you know, before the president even takes office, what do you call that?
You call it a coup, you call it a violation of a whole bunch of Open Records Act laws, serious felonies.
You can call it activism if you want. You can call it resistance if that makes you feel noble. But history calls it something else: mutiny. Mutiny through Wi-Fi, through channels. This is a digital barricade that's, Alex, that's erected itself inside the very government. The very government the voters just reshaped. And this was not oversight. This was pre-organization. They do this in plain sight. They want you to know the symbology, the semiotics. They don't hide anything. But people are so shocked because, after all, Alex, we don't want to get conspiratorial. Oh, no way.
In Brussels, Belgium, thousands of farmers from across the EU, including Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, Germany, drove around 1,000 tractors into the city center. They blocked major roads around the EU institutions, threw potatoes and eggs at police, lit fires, burned tires, and set off fireworks. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons. The farmers were protesting the proposed EU-Mercosur free trade deal with South American countries, including Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. The deal will flood Europe with cheaper imports produced under lower standards, devastating local farms and generational livelihoods. Broader EU agricultural policies, high costs, regulations, and subsidy issues have also plagued UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's race toward a dictatorship.
This government will make a new free-of-charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament.
Labour are delaying more elections. Nearly 10 million people won't have the right to vote until 2027. I'm sorry, but are we being run by Kim Jong-un?
Madam President, this time both the right and left wing of the European Parliament want you dismissed. Your term is a symbol of arrogance, chaos, and decisions made behind closed doors over the heads of citizens in the name of your dictatorial ambitions.
In the shadowed corridors of global power, where the elites plot their insidious agenda, the walls have finally begun to close in. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, massive transmission ahead. Oh my God, what'd you hear what Patrick Byrne's going to break? Oh, and who's infiltrated the White House? The Venezuelans did that. This is a global exclusive. That's coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes. But I'm about to go into what's happening in Minnesota, the latest on that. We're back in 60 seconds. Be sure to stay with us and share those live feeds now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, focus slow, but I crack the code. Now the voltage flows, clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind, this ain't luck. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It is so good to be here, so fulfilling, so satisfying, despite all the globalist attacks and all the slings and arrows, because of you, the viewers and listeners, standing with this operation. We're not just still here. We're stronger and more influential for freedom and justice and the battle against tyranny than we've ever been. And I salute you from the bottom of my heart. All right, my friends. We've got a whole bunch of key stuff coming up here on the transmission today. But I want right now to get to the Islamic invasion. And again, that's working with the globalists, working with the EU, working with the Democrats here, working with all the Western governments. They want to create a destabilization of the West. They want to bring in the most caveman elements of Islam, from the most backward nations in Islam, to be the dominant political culture. They train the West to lay down, to be servile, to grovel, to be passive, that you can't pray peacefully 1,000 feet from an abortion clinic. You can't raise your children as you see fit. You're going to go to jail for your speech. Everything you see in Germany and the UK is what they want to bring here. Canada's already passing laws. While the Muslims can do whatever they want and act however they want, and we have to submit to them. And then they bring them in from some of the most corrupt countries like Pakistan and Somalia, and the Democrats set them up as the bagmen to engage in mass theft. The fraud that they have found is now above $20 billion, and giant new scams have been discovered. We'll be getting into them. This is a big stack right here. Illegal alien shot while ramming ICE vehicle in Maryland. Look at that. Whole bunch of other events this weekend. But look at this. Minneapolis Mayor Frey says ICE agents will get killed if ICE operations continue. And then you see the very aggressive, in their face, kicking their cars, getting their face in the last few days in Minnesota. You have members of the city council, members of the school boards, members of the government that will not stand up and pledge allegiance at the beginning of the meetings. We have video of that. This is just Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then we have the aftermath of what this is causing. But first, I want to show you a clip out of the Netherlands. This is happening all over Europe where people are getting pissed and they're not putting up with this. Here's an anti-Islamic invasion demonstration in the last few days. And then, again, this isn't on the corporate media. You have all over Europe, particularly France and Germany, tens of thousands of tractors blocking roads. The farmers are dumping thousands of tons of manure on the roads, blocking them. They are burning down different federal environmental checkpoints, meant to harass them, because they're coming in and shutting down their farms, part of the Great Reset. They've cut off the coal power. They've cut off the gas power. They're moving to ban fertilizer use.
You say that'll collapse society. That's the plan. So here is the mayor, who wasn't speaking in Somali today, threatening and saying, you're going to get hurt or somebody's going to get hurt, which is exactly what they want. It's why they escalate all this. That's in the Podesta plan. That's what they're hoping for. You can see the evil Tampon Tim, the communist Chinese agent, behind the mayor, nodding and bugging his eyes out. Remember, his wife said she loved the riots. He ordered a National Guard stand down in 2020. His wife loved the smell of burning buildings, she said, and the smell of burning tires. These are sick people. Then let's cut to a clip. Target parking lot, Minnesota. Terrorists use shopping carts to block in the ICE agent. They start kicking the vehicle, attacking him. So he gets out, gets in their face, says, do it one more time. They back off. But it just shows how insane these people are. And these people have Stockholm syndrome, or they're in on the take, I guess, to sell out their country. Classic crazy Karen plants herself behind his vehicle so he can't move. And we got another clip. ICE detain another illegal alien, and there's more people out there protesting that. Go ahead and play those clips.
I am increasingly concerned because of the chaos that is being caused by these ICE agents that somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. Somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. And whether that is an ICE agent or a community member, we all know the tinderbox that could explode because of it. We all know that the federal government is looking for reasons to deploy more and more people to Minneapolis and blue cities around the country. We all know that we cannot afford to lose a single Minneapolis resident because they showed up and decided to protect their neighbors, because they showed up and decided to express their constitutional right to free speech.
Smile, Nazi! Smile, Nazi! Do you like torturing people because you can't please them? Do you make people cry because you can't make them moan, little bitch? Okay. Standing in a parking lot? I'm sorry. This is ICE! That's ICE! That's ICE! You don't have authority over citizens! You don't have authority over citizens! You do not 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 have authority over citizens.
This is a government
you
property.
Do not you have authority over citizens.
Don't kick
you
it again.
You do not have authority over citizens. You do not have authority over. Go fuck yourself, asshole. You do not have authority over citizens. Get the fuck out.
Right there. Fed down the audio. There's so much cussing here, we can't lay it out for stations. But again, that's them surrounding him, attacking him, kicking the vehicle, and they're so restrained. That's criminal harassment. That's assault. It's insane. Let's go to another club of them attacking people, another group. Here it is.
Madre.
¿Tienes un número de teléfono que yo puedo marcar? Dame un número de tu familiar. Dame un número de teléfono. Tu nombre no, pero número para hablar con tu familia, señor. Emilio Moreno. I just need the wife's phone number so I can let her know, please. Don't you know?
Well, that was a different case.
No, it wasn't.
He fought us.
He did not fight you.
Yes, he did.
Then why weren't the windows broken?
Because he rolled the passenger window down.
So you're the one of the ones that arrested my husband. Can't wait for that case to show up. Guys, it's Christmas. What the fuck, man?
That's tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, this is when they celebrate Christmas.
Oh,
Well, if you would have been compliant with our...
All right, let's stop here. It just goes on and on, more cussing. But the point is, you had 45 million illegals brought in since Obama. You have upwards of half the crime being committed by them. They're signed up for welfare. The country's collapsing. And these people literally believe they have a right to be here. They don't let you stay in Mexico illegally. They don't let you stay in Brazil illegally. They don't let you stay in Nigeria illegally. When you fly into Cancun, they give you at customs a stub when you're flying out. And if you fly out a few days later, they'll fine you or arrest you. And if you stay longer, they will. I remember one time I was decided to stay a couple extra days, and I get a call. They say, come down here, and the manager's there. He said, you're supposed to be flying out today. And I said, well, I'm going to sit a few days. He goes, well, you got to get on the phone. We got to fill out these forms. We got to fax this in, or they're going to come arrest you. That was like 15 years ago. I mean, they've got their sovereignty. Why is it that we have to be totally open to all this crap? And wait till I get to the Chinese surrogate moms. This is modern slavery. That's coming up. Next segment. I've got dozens of these clips. They just get worse, folks. But I just wanted to point out what the mayor says, and other mayors talk like this. Chicago, Denver, you know, get out and fight them. And they do this. And look how restrained ICE is. So now let's go ahead and go to the... Here's a clip of the school board. Somali school board members at public school in Portland in Maine refused to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at a school board meeting. And we got more of these in Minnesota. And then it goes into the lieutenant governor. Flanagan puts on a hijab, declares Somalis built Minnesota. You know, they didn't show up until the early 90s. And then let's cut into, holy smokes, I actually have the news articles back this up. It's now coming out that Somalis buy homes in Minnesota to use them as home care. They sit empty, then bill the state for billions. 455 homes confirmed. Some of them are just shacks with no windows. Somalis figured out the perfect plan on how to scam the taxpayers, but they work with the Democrats. And then that goes into national security expert warns, and I agree with him, what's going to happen in the next 10 years. Let's go to those clips.
We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Portland Public Schools recognizes the original inhabitants of the land on which our city and schools stand. The Wolastoqiyi or Maliseet, Mi'kmaq, Penobscot, and Passamaquoddy tribes, known collectively as the Wabanaki Confederacy or People of the Dawnland. Equity is achieved in the Portland Public
Schools. That's enough. They just wouldn't stand up. He wouldn't stand up or put his hand over his heart or recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Here's the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, saying it's the capital of Palestine in the United States. Here it is.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Paterson is proud to have the largest Muslim population in the state of New Jersey. And we are a better city because Muslims call Paterson home. And as you can see here in South Paterson on Palestine Way, we are proud to light the hilal, something that has inspired other cities. As a matter of fact, over 50 cities now in this state light the halal, and I'd like to think 60, I stand to be corrected, over 60 other municipalities in the state of New Jersey light a fanus or halal, and I'd like to think that Paterson has inspired all of these cities and towns.
That's Sharia law.
Yalla Zeku, come on. But I want to brag about Paterson first. Paterson embraces and appreciates Islam. So much so that we are one of the few cities in the country where children are afforded a day off for both Eid holidays so they can celebrate with their families. Paterson is one of the few cities where children in schools can have halal food on their in their cafeterias.
And soon they make you take pork out. That's the next move.
The children should be clapping for that one.
It's all done in increments. They're doing the exact same way. Meanwhile, they're burning down Christmas displays all over Europe.
Food? Come on, guys. Get with the program.
I want to go back to school.
No, they want day off, right?
All right, that's enough. Skip the lieutenant governor wearing a jib in Minnesota.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Peggy Flanagan. I am the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, and I'm really honored and humbled to be here with all of you today. I am incredibly clear that the Somali community is part of the fabric of the state of Minnesota. I think about my friendship with NIMCO. We've been friends for almost 25 years. And when I think of being part of Minnesota and growing up here, the Somali community has always been a part of my Minnesota. So I want to just encourage the community to know that we're with you. We've got your back. I am here shopping today and just encourage other folks to show up, support our Somali businesses, support our immigrant neighbors. And I know that things are scary right now. And just know that there are more people who are looking out for you. There are more people who are here to support you than you know. I will continue to stand with the Somali community to be with you and to do all I can to return the friendship and community that the Somali community has shown me.
Here in Minnesota, a local realtor reached out to me to tell me about another way that Somalians are scamming Minnesotans out of their taxpayer dollars. In her community alone, Somalians have bought up over 455 homes. They buy these homes, claiming they're turning these homes into home health care centers. She says the way we know Somalians have bought these homes is because all of a sudden, extremely nice cars start showing up. Mercedes, BMWs, the nicest cars are parked in the driveway. And she said, by law, the state will not come out and inspect these homes and make sure these homes even have clients living in these homes. She also said, as a realtor, she cannot disclose to people wanting to buy homes in this neighborhood that Somalians have bought that home and they're using that as a home health care center. She said these homes can even take people in who've just been released from jail, and the neighborhood does not need to know about this. But she says many of these homes do not even have clients in them. But the state is writing them checks every month for the clients that the Somalians say are in these homes. And these Somalians are making millions of dollars off of these homes every year. The Somalians have figured out exactly the perfect plan as to how to scam Minnesota taxpayers out of their money. They are banking on this, making millions of dollars.
Billions.
And the government here in Minnesota is too lazy to go and check it out.
Nope, they're in on it.
Even clients living in these homes.
They're in on it, lady.
The fraud in Minnesota is so deep.
Elon, set it all up.
Let me know your thoughts on this one.
In the next 10 years, it is quite possible that we will have a major national Islamist political party in the United States. Not because there are a lot of radical Muslims in the United States, because there's not, but because there's so much money on behind this. And either what's going to happen is they're either going to take over the Democratic Party, or if they can't take over the Democratic Party, eventually they will split off and they will have their own national party. This is called the weapon of mass migration. And this is not theory or conspiracies. We have already seen this happen in multiple countries around the world, where an adversarial power will put a bunch of people on the move to destabilize or distract a country. Deportations are a massively important part of it, because deportations are a significant form of deterrence. You know, there are countries in Asia, in the Middle East, and Africa, where you can go to a travel agent and book your illegal entry to the United States. You are less safe today for the U.S. government to protect you from a 9/11 attack than you were on 9/11. That's the scale of the problem that we have. Everything we did post 9/11 to prevent 9/11, in the last 4 years, we have dismantled, distracted, diverted, or marginalized.
Muslims call me Allah. You know me as Satan. I am Allah.
And you can say, oh, that's just an AI joke. Well, I can play you 100 clips that are new. 200. Here's Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, Allah, the big mosque. Kill every Jew, Christian, and American.
word, and with a decree of yours, you will annihilate them. Ya Rahman Rahimin, you are annihilated. And you destroyed the likes of Ad and Thamud and Fir'aun. These are the Fir'auns and the Ad and Thamud of today. Ya Rahman Rahimin, we ask you, Ya Allah, destroy them. Destroy them, Allah. Take them off the surface of this earth. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Akram al Akramin.
Give us victory, Islam, raise it, humiliate, say it all, and, oh Allah, give us victory to help us, to your slaves who believe in the oneness of Allah, give us victory over the criminal people, oh Allah, count their numbers, slay them one by one, and spare not one of them. Oh Allah, our Lord, thy are waging jihad for thy sake. O Allah, they are waging jihad for your sake. O Allah, O Lord, mankind, grant them victory. O Allah, O Lord of mankind. O Allah, annihilate the Christians and the Jews. O Allah, annihilate. We march for you. O Allah, count them, kill them one by one. Spare not one single one of them, O Lord. O Allah, annihilate the crusaders, for they... O Allah, support us against them. Support us against the infidels, you promised.
Allahumma destroy all the enemies of Islam. Allahumma destroy all the enemies of Islam. May Allah destroy them completely and show in them, show in us the great signs of Allah in their utter destruction, annihilation, humiliation.
Alayka bil amrikani wa man walahum. Allahumma ahsihim adada wa qtulhum badada wa la tughadir minhum ahada.
اللهم اقتلهم بددا اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم احدا يا
The problem is I literally have hundreds more of these. These are new ones. I can't even keep track of it all. And so all the kill us stuff in Europe, the US and the West has gone from hundreds of videos a day to thousands because they say we're going into the mode. Our numbers are up. We've got to dominate them, intimidate them, make them submit, go in, rob all the money, engage in the fraud, they're the infidels, suck all the money into ourselves, buy off the government, get into the government, and take over. This is what Islam does. It is a manual for global domination. I've got too much other stuff to hit. I just can't dedicate the whole show to this. But this is all escalating. And again, the government will use, not so much Trump, it's changed, but in the past, they'll use Islamic attacks to take all of our liberties and freedoms and set up a police state for all of us. Look what's happening in the UK, what's happening in Australia. Oh, we're going to ban all the free speech, take all the guns, right-wingers the problem, you made the Muslims attack, we're going to take your speech. They're passing all these, you know, Islamophobia laws in Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Europe. And I have hundreds of videos of burning down Christmas trees and ramming people with trucks and taking over events, and then I got a video here, maybe I should play this when we come back, where a guy goes around London and shows there's no more Christmas trees, no more lights, there's one Christmas fair, and they call it a winter fair in London, and the Muslims still crash that and get in everybody's face, because they're dominating you. And I got videos of, there's one Christmas tree allowed in London, so the Muslims come and set up a big truck with a big dais on it where the imam curses it all day long and tells everybody to submit to Islam or be destroyed. Meanwhile, you try to pray as a Christian, you go to jail. You have a dog going on the street, Muslims don't like it, you go to jail. You got to do as they say. And I got videos of them saying, you must get rid of the cross on the British flag or else. I mean, so have you figured this out yet? They're here to rule. They're here to take over. It's a gang. We'll be right back. Share the live feeds now.
President Trump was cooking at McDonald's the other day and giving people french fries. And people criticized me and they said, well, you know, he's out there giving fast food. And I said, I don't have anything against fast food. I'm against food that has seed oils. When I was a kid, McDonald's was made with tallow fat. That was good for you. Your body needs that. It makes you healthy.
It's great.
Why aren't we making it with tallow fat again?
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
People are raving about these french fries. You taste them.
They're amazing.
They really are.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard ROK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. And it is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health and is so good for your brain. And 25% off right now. Beef tallow is 100% pure beef fat concentrated, packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K to support hormone health and fuels your brain with clean energy. No industrial processing, used by humans forever. No additives, preservatives, or GMO garbage. High smoke point to support various cooking methods like frying, roasting, or baking without releasing toxic fumes or free-range free radicals. Rich, clean flavor. Ladies and gentlemen, it's night and day. Beef tallow is the best. We've got a private label, one of the top brands in the country at thealexjonesstore.com. We are so excited about this. And again, Kennedy talks about the health effects, talks about how delicious it is. I remember until the 90s, the best places you get french fries at, McDonald's, where they went total GMO, fried their fries in beef tallow. God, did they taste good. So it's also totally delicious. You find the operation. And cows that God gave us are amazing. We also have our bovine colostrum is a private label of the highest quality, 2,000 milligrams per scoop with other natural herb compounds, the marshmallow root that accelerates it. And it's the first 2 weeks of any mammal, including humans, isn't what you think of as milk. It's basically clear, and it's full of all of these super nutrients that boost your immune system, that grow your brain, that help your cells, that energize everything. It's literally the first mother's milk concentrated. Big discounts on it right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many other amazing products there as well. We have the new creatine gummies that are the highest quality type of creatine, concentrated 5 milligrams per gummy. Everybody knows about creatine for your muscles and working out and your heart and stuff, but the brain effects and with your nerve endings, it is truly incredible. So be sure and check that out as well. Our new creatine gummies in 2 different flavors. It's a really great deal, a huge container of them for a low price. And then talk about your mitochondria, your cells, skipping multiple oxidation processes in the cells, cleaning them out, getting fast, clean energy with no letdown. And that's just the first effects. And everything else for your brain, your body, it is amazing. The workouts, Ultra Methylene Blue, we have the best medical grade. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard the rave reviews. You're insane if you don't get it. And yes, the third shipment, both have been small, because it's very hard to make. It's got so many great ingredients. Proprietary Methylene Red. Look at what's in it. Look up each ingredient. Ask Brock about it. Ask your doctor about it. Ultra Methylene Red, a limited shipment, just came in today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish up on the Islamic globalist takeover arm, and then I want to shift gears into the surrogacy, modern slavery / sex slavery operation. Then I want to get into the economy. I want to get into Bill Gates hauled into court in the Netherlands, along with Albert Bourla of Pfizer for their deadly shots, and more. And then I'll give you an update before Patrick Byrne comes in with, let me tell you, ultra massive news concerning Venezuela and their penetration of the White House. This is exclusive. This is dangerous stuff. This guy's been CIA. That's been declassified partially. And he's got great researchers. And this is good guys in the government taking on the bad guys in the deep state. This is going to be bombshell at 1:30. That's 55 minutes from now. So let's get a headline out on X and Rumble for people to know that breaking global exclusive. Venezuelan moles discovered at the highest levels of the Trump White House. Or breaking exclusive, global exclusive. The Venezuelan government has made massive cash payments to high-level government officials in the White House. Maybe we don't call them moles, we just say that. I mean, you want the beef. Remember the old ads in the 80s? I'm dating myself. The Wendy's ads saying, where's the beef? With McDonald's, like, where's the beef? Well, we're going to give you the beef. You get nothing but beef here. You get nothing but meat and potatoes, hardcore reality, not nebulous conspiracy theories. People are always like, well, why aren't you listening to people's conspiracy theories that are totally disprovable? You're the conspiracy guy. Well, because the corporate media said I was? Have you gotten conspiracy theories in the last hour and a half? No, you've gotten proof. That's what you get. The term conspiracy theorist was developed by the CIA after the Kennedy assassination. It's declassified. Back in the 70s, it got declassified to discredit people asking real questions. But there are people that make stuff up and have competing made-up crap. That ain't me. And I've been set up with disinfo before, and so I've learned a lot. So I can tell you today on other people's shows, so the ones that ferreted it out, and we'll be covering it. Absolute beyond total proof that the Fort Huachuca story about TPUSA and 12 colonels and a sitting congressman and Erica Kirk are all in this base plotting Charlie Kirk's murder. And we have Candace Owens saying that's what they believe they're doing. And then now we have her saying, oh, she never said that. I got the freaking clips. And this is not me wanting to go to war with anybody. I like Candace. I've known her since she first showed up on the scene 10 years ago. But I went and investigated this stuff and said, this doesn't look accurate to me. And I got told I'm a traitor and I'm full of crap and all this stuff. Well, okay, that's good. We'll see. But now the information on Mitch Snow, fake name, is being released here very soon, the next hour or so, I'm told. And it's real bad. Family witnesses, his children, his military record, totally different than what you've been told. That'll make a movie about this guy. I mean, he is unbelievable. And that's who we're told we got to listen to. Oh, well, he's got proof he was on Fort Huachuca. What the hell does that mean? Was the congressman there? Was Erica Kirk there? Was the head of TPSA security there? No. They were all somewhere else publicly. And the idiots go, well, Erica Kirk hadn't released her alibi because she's letting you guys run out your line like fools, like a fish when it first hits. And they tried to get Candace to stop this 2 weeks ago, and she came out and doubled down a week and a half ago. Almost 2 weeks ago. Double down. Not only did my crazy guest, whose eyes point different directions, see all these other people, he saw Erica Kirk there. Just asking questions. So, I'm the guy. I'm already getting into it, but I'll do it next hour. I play it for you Tuesday. I'm the guy on September 16th, 6 days after he's killed, that said White House meeting, cabinet meeting, Cash Patel, vice president, bunch of other people. I talked to two of them. Got contacted by one, made a call, talked to another. Yeah, I didn't just believe a prominent person. They told me I believed him, but I made some calls. I said, who else was there? Well, okay, don't tell him I told you. Got a hold of that person. They said, yeah, don't tell me. Don't say it's me. I said, why? We're scared. We're not going to. Cash Patel ordered a cover-up when Tulsi Gabbard said she had evidence of foreign involvement and of a bunch of accomplices, which we all knew about. They said he'd be dead the next day online in the town. So people go, well, then what are you doing bashing Candace? What are you talking about? If we have the proof of a cover-up, we have to investigate real stuff. We can't make up a Fort Huachuca event. I mean, did they think when they came out and accused all these people that they weren't going to have where they really were in this modern age with Ring cameras and everything else? It's not true. Everybody bent over backwards last week. Well, he was there at 2:45, the congressman, Amadei. So he could have been in Fort Huachuca and gotten there. And we're like, he's there at 11 a.m. on the camera. He wasn't taking part in the earlier votes, and then now they've confirmed it. And they're like, well, okay, he wasn't there, but, you know, I mean, come on, people. They just randomly chose some Nevada congressman to just say he's there? A congressman's at some hit meeting? I mean, if you knew how that stuff worked, folks, you know how ridiculous it is. You know, I think I'm going to air this next hour. I checked it last week. I was going to do it. It's like a 3-minute version, a 6-minute version, a 9-minute. Go ahead and get the 6-minute version. Go to YouTube and type in Terminate Colonel Kurtz Apocalypse Now Scene. If you want to know how the military planning to kill somebody meetings happen, that's an accurate thing because they did research for that movie. I studied the congressional record. I've talked to people who were involved in the CIA surf teams, the orange teams, all of them. And I had some family. They didn't talk about it until their deathbed, but we knew what they were as an Army officer. And, I mean, they'd literally just say, go here and look under this thing, and there'd be orders. And it would just like Mission Impossible, which they based that stuff on real stuff. They said, this is your, doesn't explode, though, you know, 10 seconds. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. When the Army orders you to go kill somebody, you go find it under a park bench, okay? You don't do it with 12 colonels and all these people. That is horse crap. And yes, in the past, the U.S. military would have secret Senate meetings and national security meetings. They would sign death warrants, just like George Washington did, and they would kill citizens. It's been done a lot. So I just know too much about this. And Fletcher Prouty is the head of those operations. He wrote books on how it works. He's the guy that exposed the Kennedy assassination. He was Jim Garrison's main source. Notice that's why Jim Garrison's investigation was dead on. They sent Prouty literally to the North Pole the week before they killed Kennedy. So they didn't figure out what they were doing. Because they knew Prouty wouldn't go along with it. He was the head guy that did that stuff, that ordered it, Colonel Fletcher Prouty. These are real people, folks. This is real stuff. This is the real world. Oh, this guy just walks into a skiff. You got to have multiple badges to get through each door. They almost always have armed guards. And walks into a super secret skiff. And there's all the... As soon as I heard it and looked at the guy. And then instantly looked him up. And here he was with all these other fantastic stories online. I was like, holy bejesus. So, but Apocalypse Now, it's so accurate how they ask him, so insane, right? And he needs to be terminated, right? And he goes, absolutely, totally insane, sir. He's talking to the top general in Vietnam. Like, based on the movie, he's like the head of, basically General Westmoreland. That is exactly how those meetings happen. You got Westmoreland, you got the CIA, and you've got the officer under him for the bookkeeping. Three people and the assassin. And that's only on a thing like that. Usually you wouldn't even be having those meetings. And the person you've got going to do the hit has probably killed 100 people. Yeah, this is the scene right here. I mean, you want to know what a real meeting to kill somebody looks like? This is it. You know what? I'm going to get into the organ harvesting. That's what this is about. China and the surrogates they're growing over here. I want to finish with this Islam stuff, but you know what? I'll do that next hour. It's just so important you understand this. I instantly took one look at the guy and said, that guy's not who he says he is. That guy's a con man. This story is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. As if they'd involve the TPUSA people, as if they'd involve people with exploding microphones on the stage, as if they'd have all this crap with people that don't have long-term backgrounds in this stuff. And even the guys that have been serviced and done what they're told over and over again usually say, I don't want to be part of this because they know there's a good chance they're going to get killed. This is known how this is done. Not just in our intelligence services, but others. It's ridiculous. Does that mean there's not anomalies and problems? No, Cash Patel is covering up. See, I'm already going there. It just drives me crazy. And then putting out insane disinformation like this is all going to come out. I mean, again, how do you start naming a bunch of people and not even checking to see where they were? Oh, we're going to accuse a congressman of this. Let's go look at C-SPAN that day. Let's go look at the congressional website video. Oh, there he is at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. that time when the meeting's happening. We publish it and say, look at this. People go, oh, that's fake video. That's fake. Everybody goes and checks the YouTube live stream. No, it's not. And the congressman's getting ready to sue people. He's getting death threats. He's not even involved. He didn't even know Erica Kirk. One of two things. This guy was sent in to set up Candace Owens, which I warned her of over a week ago, week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. Or she's in on it. But I mean, I'm just like, Candace, we care about you. This is crazy. People go, oh, that's a threat. No, watch what this does to her. And all you idiots think this is like a high school game, like you're choosing a side here in a popularity contest. You think I'm going to come out and go after somebody when I never go after our people? Only when I see concerted effort against TPUSA from all these groups and angles, and it's classic leftist strategy, am I forced to do that. And again, that doesn't mean I then endorse Ben Shapiro and people that hate her. He's a whole other angle of the deep state operation who attacks me constantly. And Jack Posobiec and everybody else. You know, it's all of it. So this is how they try to destroy our movement is lead it. And that's what's going on. And I'm not going to stand for it. I don't know about you. All right, let me finish up with the Islam thing. Then I'll get into the surrogate stuff. It's just incredible. God, there's too many of these. Let's play this lady. She's absolutely right. This is a woman giving them to the history of all the areas of the Middle East and Central Asia that just until recently were happy, successful places. In fact, I got to tell you, people say Western Europe's where most of the innovation comes from. China had a lot, but got stagnant. They're super smart. But, I mean, let me tell you, the folks in the Middle East, the people in Central Asia, the people in the Aryans, which isn't a Hitler term. That's where he got the name. The Iranians means Aryan. They are, like, super geniuses, folks. They were, like, had all the technology, all the math and science and astronomy that the West had and more. But not under Islam. It's caveman time. These are amazing people. And now the resurgence of radical Islam, even 100 years ago, most of the Middle East wasn't this bad. But the globalists have also been backing radical Orthodox Islam to destabilize things. So there's that evil globalist alignment with it. I don't want to destroy the average Muslim. I want to see a reformation. But let's go to her clip. And then this is a Brit walking around London. All the Christmas stuff's been taken down. So that's when the domination already happened. But everywhere else, they charge into all the Christmas fairs, attack them with trucks, burn them down, get in people's faces, throw smoke bombs at them, shoot fireworks at them. You got this guy, this imam, saying, you better take down your flag. Looks like a cross to me. Then I've got a video compilation of Christians, atmosphere in Germany, and a Poland, you know, the two differences, won't even call it a Christmas thing or it's attacked. Downtown London has been taken over by Islamists on Christmas Eve. But the British families are being violently harassed. I mean, this is just, it just goes on and on and on and on. Christmas trees getting burned down everywhere. I mean, this is going on, folks. Go ahead and start going to the clips.
Without Arab imperialism, Egyptians would be Coptic. Moroccans would be Berber. Libya and Algeria would be Amazigh. Syria and Lebanon would be Aramaic-speaking and partly Phoenician. Iraq would be Mesopotamian, Assyrian, Babylonian. Sudan would be Nubian. Tunisia would be Carthaginian, Punic, or Amazigh. Iran would be Persian, Zoroastrian. Kurdistan would be Median, Zoroastrian. Somalia would be Cushitic. Without Arab imperialism, there would be no Palestine movement. The Palestine ideology was only created as a political tool to delegitimize the only sovereign Jewish state. The Arab conquests erased civilizations and destroyed many cultures. Without Arab imperialism, the Middle East would still remember its own name. They are the colonizers.
Everyone's scared of saying Merry Christmas these days. What happened to this country?
They used to put Christmas lights on all of these buildings. They used to turn them all into Christmas trees. Not anymore.
I don't even recognize this place anymore.
Where am I? I think I'm lost. I don't know where I am. Where am I? I don't recognize anything.
It's shroom season, is it? I thought it was the season to be jolly. Sadiq probably did that. Probably spray painted that himself, didn't he? That number probably only leads to Bad Samaritans.
And not a single Christmas decoration on it.
They've changed the name of the Royal Christopher Hall. You're supposed to walk downstairs. It used to be that this bridge was accessed exclusively by chimney because of Christmas, but now, oh, it's just stairs, is it? The only Christmas market in London, it's called a Winner One. Come together. That's disgusting.
A festive singer.
Not even allowed to sing Christmas songs. Sing The Sound of Music. I've never really understood The Sound of Music. I saw a side with the Nazis. Toilet. Right? Not a single Christmas tree. The whole city, they've just done nothing to make it look Christmassy or festive or twinkly in any way.
So you chucked a load of baubles in a tree, but I'm not allowed to smoke under it. How's that Christmassy?
There you go, in half an hour walking around London, I've not seen a single thing about Christmas. London's finished, there's no Christmas here. So there you have it, we've walked through the city, Clarence, London, and there's not a single mention of Merry Christmas. You can't celebrate Christmas anymore, because you'll get stabbed, you get attacked, your phone will get snatched, you'll die. There's no joy anymore. And some people might say you've just walked through one of the greatest cities in the world entirely safely, and there was loads of different things that you could have done, and you actually could have found the Christmas spirit within yourself. And if you're looking properly, you would have seen the fact that it's full of Christmassy stuff. But to that I say, maybe I don't want to be happy. Maybe I don't want to hang out with my kids. Maybe I want to spend my Saturdays walking around complaining about stuff that doesn't fucking exist. Happy holidays, I guess.
And let's play a bunch. I have hundreds of these, but here's Muslims all over the place just invading Christmas fairs, getting rowdy, attacking things. Roll a few of those. It's a historic German. You have hours of this. Here's a guy in the UK saying, take your Red Cross off your flag. No crucifix allowed under Islam. Here he is.
We are not going anywhere. This is our country. We are here to stay. We are settlers. And also, I would like to point out that some people said, what about the crucifix on the English flag? And it's Crusader history. Well, I responded, if you place a white flag with just England written on that flag, there is no reason in Sharia Islamic law why that would be forbidden. So you are permitted to place a white flag with England written on it without the crucifix.
And we're permitted to send your ass back to your hellhole. You got 54 Muslim countries to go to. Go there, scumbag. Keep your inbreeding going. Here's a compilation of Christmas atmosphere in Germany versus Poland this year. Take a look at the difference. Let's check in on downtown London over Christmas, what was happening there. And I've got countless videos of burning down Christmas trees. You've got the brainwashed domestic children marching with them, calling for the downfall of their countries. Multicultural Christmas, burning down the Christmas tree. I mean, it's just very loving. It's very cute. Group of Islamists chased down a 19-year-old in Spain trying to kill him. I mean, it's just hundreds of these videos. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. Let's go ahead and roll to what's happening in London. just the pro-Palestinian people. It's all the jihadis. It's all the groups. It's all about intimidation. Whether you're in Italy or whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Germany, they're burning down the Christmas trees, burning down the displays. This was just a few nights ago in Rome. All right. I'm done covering that. I'm going to start the next hour, get into the PSYOPs, try to bring down Trump and TPUSA and the rest of it, and so much more. But just remember, we're taking on the globalist. We're taking down on... We are taking on the globalist. We are taking on every arm of their attacks. And we're having a huge effect. The globalists, the transhumanists, the Bill Gates death cult, the globalist-funded Islam-Muslim Brotherhood, the leftist pedophile rings, all of their tyranny. We are fighting them, and we're having huge effects. But I can't do it without you. I have your support. So make it very easy with great products that will enrich your life, that work great, so you want to order them again and again. The only thing you got to do is actually try it and just see it as an investment in liberty and freedom. And once you see how great they are, you will be hooked. It's so simple. The globalists, the left, the Islamists invest some of the Muslims, like half their paycheck in political takeover. But the average Christian or conservative or nationalist maybe listens to a show, talks to people about it, but doesn't engage. You've got to support. You've got to speak out. You've got to spend money and get great products at the same time. We want a symbiotic relationship. So take action now. The sale is running until New Year's Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage of it now. Buy one, get one free of any of the supplements. And that's not just buy one supplement, get the same one free. You can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. You can buy a $30 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. That's Ultra Methylene Blue and the capsules. Both the tincture capsules, bovine colostrum, the very best. CMOS capsules, Life Force, Shilajit capsules and gummies, Ultimate Turmeric, strongest turmeric out there, Ultimate Power, which is way stronger than even Turbo Force if you love Turbo Force, Ultimate Power, Beef Cooking Tallow, the highest quality, Ultra DNA, which is a NAD super booster, Atomic Defense, boost your immune system, Ultimate Burn, natural clean fat burning, MK Ultra for brain boosting, and so much more. Optimal Human, back in stock. All of it is buy one, get one free. That's a huge deal for Optimal Human. That is the ultimate green drink out there. TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. The reason we're on the air. Go there now. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air, kind of. I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make No Peace with Evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.